Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Death of Death, where we proclaim Christ's victory over sin, death, and everything else. I'm your host, Nick, and I'm happy to be with you today. We live in a culture of arguments and dissension. So much of our interaction takes place on social media, where not only are we not inclined to act as politely as we would in person, we also are interacting with a completely dehumanized person who's disagreeing with us. We feel entitled and even encouraged to cut down another person who has dared to question the rules of our kingdom. We're going to talk about that and more today, but first let me get some business out of the way. Thank you to everyone who signed up for the email list, and if you haven't yet, get on it. I'm recruiting you. I'm pleased to say that we have broken 1,000 downloads over the course of the last 6 episodes. We've broken 1,000 streams and downloads. It's a pretty big accomplishment for a brand new podcast with no name recognition backing it up. So thank you to everyone who has been listening since the beginning, and thank you to all who are listening for the first time today. Also, thank you to everyone listening in Iceland. We have a few downloads there. I hope you enjoy this podcast as much as I enjoy your metal. And we're also now available on Pandora. That may not be news that's useful to you if you're already listening on another platform, but if you prefer Pandora and haven't been able to listen there thus far, you can now. So let's get into the show for today. I hold a lot of views that are not popular. In the past, this has led to a lot of arguments and fights with people. And over the years, I've become less and less interested in doing that. I no longer get a kick out of degrading people and making them feel stupid. I was having coffee with a friend from church, and we were reflecting on all that we had in common. In addition to liking a lot of the same music and both having worked in the barber industry at one time or another, we are both reformed and we're both anarcho-capitalists. It was on those two points that we laughed, and when we laughed, I said, "It's hard being right about everything." The reason I bring that up is because it is absolutely true. I wouldn't be a Reformed Baptist if I didn't think it was the correct interpretation of Scripture and the most correct form of Christian practice. I wouldn't be a libertarian if I didn't think that was the most logically consistent and most practical political position I could hold. I also believe it's the most consistent political position to have as a Bible-believing Christian. Now, you may disagree with that, and that's exactly my point. I believe you're wrong. How do I get you to stop believing what you believe and believe a little bit of what I believe, huh? You stubborn little fella. I'm not trying to intertwine my political and religious beliefs into some sort of red, white, and blue Frankenstein creation with a cross around its neck. My point is that nobody believes things they don't think are true. Maybe in the smallest margin of a percentage of time, somebody believes something they don't really believe because they don't want to face reality. But in general, you believe in the doctrines of grace because you see that's clearly what the Bible teaches about salvation. Or you're a socialist because you believe that everyone should be equal and have an equal amount of wealth, property, and rights. We can obviously debate the validity of those beliefs, but nonetheless, they are your beliefs. When you're dealing with someone who doesn't agree with you, you have to acknowledge that they are not trying to deceive you. They truly believe what they're saying, and they do not believe what you're saying. Nobody has ever changed their minds in the midst of an argument. Of course, I've just made another very general statement that could have the occasional exception, but in general, it's true. Maybe I've changed my mind about something years after an argument, but it wasn't because of the argument. It's because I read or heard something that put it in a way I could understand or accept, and that's ultimately where your argument failed. I'm not trying to heap failure on you if your argument doesn't work. I'm trying to say that you failed to put it in a way that the other person understood or accepted, which is really what we're trying to do. That's what we should do. We should want to know people well enough to know what presentation of the truth will make sense to them. I'm not saying deceive them. I'm not saying like be super, you know, seeker friendly to the message. Whatever. I'm saying that everyone has their preferred method of communication, and if you fail to meet that when trying to talk to them, you'll fail to win them over to your way of thinking. when Jason Stapleton talks about libertarianism, he says, "We're not trying to win arguments, we're trying to win converts." That totally changed the way I view every interaction I have with people. I'm not trying to beat you down, I'm trying to get you to see my way of thinking. As a Reformed Baptist, there's no shortage of things that I can disagree about with the average person, especially in the church, especially in regards to theology. Predestination is a doctrine that's never short of controversies. I just find that the older I get and the more arguments I have behind me, I'm failing to see the fruit of it. If there was fruit to be had in contention and polemics, I would have harvested it by now. James White is an expert debater, and he does it in a way where the people he's debating don't feel ridiculed. At least that's what I'm told. I haven't heard anyone just come right out and say that they've felt ridiculed. But I'm not James White, so I need to assess whether I want to be debating people everywhere I go. Maybe that's not my gifting as a communicator. Part of what this show is about is focusing on the objective truths of the Christian faith and leaving behind the chaotic mess that debates and arguments tend to bring with them. If you don't believe what I believe about eschatology, then I would encourage you to continue reading your Bible honestly and objectively, and you'll eventually see where I'm coming from. And the same can be said about soteriology, confessionalism, cessationism. I came to these positions by being objective and honest with what Scripture is saying, and I want to do the same for you. I don't want you to believe covenant theology because it's cool. I want you to believe covenant theology because it will make sense of the entire Bible for you. You will see more clearly God's plan of redemption throughout all of Scripture, and you will exalt Him for it. Also, you'll probably enjoy reading your Bible a lot more. You'll be less confused reading your Old Testament if you aren't trying to compare it to the most recent news article regarding Israel. It's for your good that I share these things with you. So if someone is in a state of mind where they are resistant to you or the things that you want to share with them, you're not sharing it the way you want to be sharing it. You can still tell people things. You can still have faith that God will use your words to reveal something to them, but you should go back and assess the way that you packaged the truth when you were trying to share it with them. Maybe, and this would be an even harder thing to face, consider whether you conduct yourself as the type of person people want to listen to, because that could be your problem. Maybe that's your problem. Maybe you're just not the kind of person that people want to listen to, no matter how right you are. I'm far from a social guru who's here to tell you how to win friends and influence people, but I think for a Christian it is vitally important to be the kind of person people want to listen to. Don't be a loud, obnoxious, vulgar jerk. Be approachable. Don't be a hypocrite. Be the kind of person people aren't afraid to disagree with. Does that make sense? I may have something to say about it when you disagree with me, but people aren't afraid to disagree with me because they know I won't make them feel stupid for it, I hope. But I don't think I was always that way. I think that came with an acceptance that I'm right, and I'm not going to strong-arm people into believing the way that I do, because that's not the way that I came to believe what I believe. It also comes from being humbled so many times throughout the years in just that way. I used to believe something else, and I changed my mind. Accepting that I could be wrong is an important component of the confidence of being right. Because I don't need to hold the truth with a tight fist. I can hold the truth with a flat palm. I can present the truth with a flat palm because I'm not afraid of losing it. I'm not afraid of changing my mind. I'm not afraid of being proved wrong. I am very confident that I'm right, especially on the issues that I've brought up today, but I'm not afraid of being wrong, which is part of what brings such confidence to my positions. Don't mishear me. I want you to believe the way that I do. If I'm talking to someone right now who disagrees with me on, you know, anything I brought up today, or maybe you know me personally, then know that I think you are wrong. But I'm not going to approach that with a tight fist. I'm going to present my argument on a flat palm. I'm not going to present it so tightly that I crush it. I'm going to present it on a flat palm because I'm not afraid of losing it. I'm not going to approach it as if I have to nail my argument perfectly and it's my fault if you don't believe the truth that I'm presenting to you. Like I said, I may want to reassess the way that I present my message, but it's not ultimately on me if someone is resistant to the truth or if, for whatever reason, God in his sovereignty isn't opening their heart to it yet. And I'm not just talking about believing the gospel and being saved. I'm talking about doctrinal things too. Before believing the doctrines of grace, people argued with me about it. They presented scripture before me. But if I'm being honest, my heart wasn't open to it yet, and I'm not sure why it ever was. I didn't change anything. I didn't one day decide I was going to change my demeanor toward the truth of scripture. I just saw it differently one day. And I think that as a result of that, I'm a lot more patient with people who don't believe that way yet. I'm patient with dispensationalists because I know what deep, deep reprogramming is required to not see things in that light after you've been taught it for years. So I want to encourage you today, fellow holder of the truth, to be patient with that dispensationalist, be patient with that Arminian, the atheist, the socialist. I'm not trying to compare all those things. I'm just saying those are all antithetical to where we are. This is where God has them right now, and you don't want them to reject the truth, partly because you had too tight a fist around it. Present the truth on a flat palm. Even if they don't believe you just yet, they will respect you more as a thinker and will take the things that you believe much more seriously in the future. They may even ask you for advice or have follow-up questions for you if you're not a jerk. You're right. If you listen to the show and you're generally in line with the theological positions of the show, then know that you're right. Isn't that freeing? Isn't that a load off? It's refreshing to know that the truth is the truth and we are simply the conduits of it. God is ultimately in charge of how it is received and how it's believed. Christ is on the throne. All right, that's going to do it for this week. Pray for me and my fiance. The day that this drops, she'll be having surgery, and I'll be taking care of her for a few days. Although I'm really looking forward to taking care of her, I'm not looking forward to her being in pain, so pray for us. Follow at Death of Death Pod on Twitter and Instagram to keep in touch with us. Subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast app and leave a 5-star review. Share this episode on social media and tell some friends. Email me at deathofdeathpodcast@gmail.com. Go to deathofdeath.net and subscribe to that email list. I've been telling you to do that. I've been your host, Nick Stewart, here to tell you that I don't always have a funny thing to say at this part of the show, and if you're as committed to proclaiming the victory of Christ over sin, death, and everything else, I'll be here to do it with you all again next week. Goodbye for now.